This is 1010 Thrive. We're closing out 2021 with our most downloaded episodes from among our first 300. Today's episode was first broadcast on November 30th, 2020. Letting go in a crisis.
Welcome to episode 21 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Luke 21, verse 11. There will be great earthquakes, and in various places famines and pestilences, and there will be terrors and great signs from heaven. Wildfires in Australia and the Western United States. And landslide in Myanmar. An earthquake hits Turkey and Greece. A volcano erupts in the Philippines. And flooding wipes out millions of homes in India and Nepal. Locusts swarm in East Africa, racking up billions of dollars in damage. Massive explosions rock the Lebanese capital of Beirut. A Japanese bulk carrier stranded on a reef in Mauritius breaks apart, spilling about 1,000 tons of oil into the ocean, the worst environmental disaster in the history of Mauritius. The Iranian regime shoot down on a Ukrainian airliner during a series of incidents that nearly bring the US and Iran to war. An impeachment trial and a disputed presidential election in the US. Global stock markets crash. Police in the U.S. kill more than 250 black people. The killing of one man, George Floyd, in Minneapolis, Minnesota, trigger worldwide protests against police brutality, institutionalized racism, and a lack of police accountability. The World Health Organization names COVID-19 a global pandemic in the first quarter of the year. By November, cases approach 60 million and deaths exceed 1.4 million. The coronavirus leads to widespread loss of life, economic devastation, the displacement of billions from school and work, and the disruption of life as we know it. 2020, so much loss, so much pain, and often all of a sudden, without warning. This year has been characterized by crisis after crisis, storm after storm, hardship after hardship. Isaiah 40 verses 28 to 31 tells us, "Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." The King James Version says that they that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. This idea of waiting on the Lord is so important. It is the Lord who does not grow tired. It is the Lord who is the creator. It is the Lord who has the power to refresh. Even those who are in the prime of their lives, even those who are well-educated, who are well-resourced, who are powerful by human standards, will face difficulty that saps their strength, that confounds their knowledge, that brings them to their knees. Whether you are a believer or not, relying on your own talents, skills, capacities, and capabilities can only take you so far. What you have and who you are is not enough. I want to take you above the storm you were just in, the storm you're in right now, or the storm someone you love is going through, or the storm that you're going to be facing really soon. And I want you to see it from God's point of view. Nahum 1 verse 3 says, "The Lord has his way in the whirlwind and in the storm. The Lord has his way in the pestilence and the plague. The Lord has his way in the economic collapse. The Lord has his way in the medical crisis. The Lord has his way in the marital mess. The Lord is up to something. There is nothing random about a crisis, a storm, or a hardship. As challenging as these things might be, take heart that the Lord has his way. There are reasons why the Lord allows us to experience these life-altering events beyond our control. And one reason is this: crises are wake-up calls. Sometimes God says, you know what? I've been trying to wake you up to see something you haven't seen before. And sometimes he has to use a storm to get our attention. Consider Job 37, verses 1 to 7.
At this my heart is shaking. It is moved out of its place. Give ear to the rolling noise of his voice, to the hollow sound which goes out of his mouth. He sends it out through all the heaven, and his thunder flame to the ends of the earth. After it a voice is sounding, thundering out the word of his power. He does not keep back his thunder flames, from his mouth his voice is sounding. He does wonders, more than may be searched out, great things of which we have no knowledge. For he says to the snow, make the earth wet, and to the rain storm, come down. He puts an end to the work of every man, so that all may see his work.
Look at how the NIV puts it in verse 7. So that everyone he has made may know his work. So that's the point of all of this. He says, time to hit the brakes, because I want you to know me. I want you to know what I'm trying to do. Here's what God wants me to get out of the storm. I'm not in control, God is. Why do I need this message? Because maybe I'm trying to be a control freak, at least in some part of my life. Does that sound like you? Too many of us want to control our children, our career, our love life, parts of our life that really matter to us, maybe even the church. We try very hard to take control of our lives, and some of us even think that we are in control. Some years ago, someone I know was on an airplane, and the flight could not take off because a child would not get out of the aisle. He was, as people sometimes like to say, off the hook. Passengers had their belts securely fastened. Seat backs and tray tables were in their locked upright positions, and this child was screaming, I want to drive! Imagine putting an incorrigible 5-year-old at the controls of a 747. Are you kidding me? I'm not getting on board with him. He's not driving me anywhere. That's us. We're the screaming kid who wants to fly or drive or direct the airplane of our lives with no credentials, experience, or maturity, with no understanding of wind conditions, the flight controls, no understanding of how to steer out of turbulence, and no clue how to land. God, I want to drive because I know where and how I want this part of my life to go. Let me drive. And God says, you were never meant to drive. He may send the storm to help us to evaluate what we would not otherwise evaluate. He may send the storm because he wants us to realize that we've been trying to control something we were not meant to control. And maybe it's time for us now to let go. Maybe it is time for you to let go and let God really take over in your life. Think about all the times that you have crashed driving your life because you have held on to the wheel. It is time, perhaps now, for you to give over control of the driving to God, to let go and let Him do His will in your life. You might be surprised at how much you might thrive in spite of the storm when you surrender completely to God. Father, forgive us for trying to run our lives when we ought to be giving control to you. Give us an understanding of our own limitations and help us to surrender fully to you. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.